get water from Jacob's well.
Harry, you won't believe what just happened. You just gotta meet this man that's at the well. He asks for water, and he offers living water.
Oh, wow.
Reaches deep down in your heart, and then he tells you everything that ever happened to you, just as if he had been there when it happened. He offers, he speaks of salvation. He speaks of worship. Mm. He speaks of truth.
Jesus.
Could he possibly be before I knew his name? He knew my every breath.
Jesus.
Before I went my way. He knew my every step before I knew anything that I needed. He gave it all to me.
Yes.
No greater love than this, that he should lay down his life.
Jesus.
For someone such as me, I'll spend a lifetime wondering why.
Jesus.
The beauty of heaven is here in my heart. And I know there could be no greater love.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Love can be,
Jesus,
until I felt his flame,
Jesus,
light every part of me. Now I can leave everything that I was, 'cause I have been changed.
Yes,
yes, I have been changed. No greater love than this,
yes,
that he should lay down his life for someone such as
Jesus.
Me. I'll spend a lifetime wondering why.
Jesus.
The beauty of heaven is here in my heart.
Hallelujah.
And I know there could be no greater love.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This man offers water like you've never known before. Drink of Jacob's well, and you will thirst again. But drink of the water that this man offers.
Yes.
And it will become in you a fountain of life eternal.
Amen.
And you will never thirst again.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
The beauty of heaven can be here in your heart, and you know there can be no greater love. There's no greater love. No greater love.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. I couldn't go find him.
Thank you.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Oh, that was so powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Praise your name.
Amen. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Phew.
Oh, glory.
Glory, glory,
glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God is
follow that.
Y'all hear me say from glory to glory?
From glory
right.
to glory, you
thank
got
you,
to.
Thank you, Mary.
Amen.
Thank you, Mary.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, good. It's a good day in the Lord.
Yes, it is.
It's a beautiful day in the Lord.
Yes, amen. Amen. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it may be cloudy outside, but, you know, inside here, it's all sunshine.
Amen. Yeah.
We got the light of the
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
We got the photons of the Lord, Brother Dave.
we got the outpouring. When you think of outpouring, you think of rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
thank you.
Yeah. Showers of blessing, right?
Yes, oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Outpouring.
All right.
Hop up.
I'm so glad, if we could go back and look at Luke 23:2, I'm glad that you read that. That
thank
was really
Jesus.
Good, what you're thank doing you. There. And I'm glad that you stopped and went back and said, let's go and see what happens when we, you know, we went to Herod. Mm-hmm. And so they bring Jesus before Pilate, and as he read, he said, in Luke 23, chapter 23 and verse 2, he says, they began to accuse them. Now, this was the whole company of them, the chief priests, the priest, and all their rabble-rousers, and the other ones they could get together. They came and they began to accuse him in front of Pilate. They're accusing him to Pilate. So they're talking to Pilate, and they're talking about Jesus. And they were saying, we found this man, Jesus, we found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, mm-hmm. saying that he himself is Christ, mm-hmm. a king.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, he forbid us to give tribute to Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that true?
No.
That was a false accusation.
Yeah.
All right? That was a false accusation. And what I wanted to do is read to you what really happened.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, this is fake news. Is
that yeah.
this is not true. This is fake news. Now, we're going to look at the rest of the story, as Paul Hardy would say. Let's look back and see what really, really happened.
Yeah.
What did Jesus say about giving tribute to Caesar?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so let's look at Matthew 22, 15 through 22. And we're going to see what happened there. You know, this is what they're referring to, but this is not what happened. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're referring to what happened in Matthew 22, but this isn't actually what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to find out what actually did happen. We got the true account of it. All right? So Matthew 22, beginning in verse 15, it says, that was really great, sweetie.
That was.
That was
to God be the glory.
Amen.
So it says in Matthew 22, verse 15, then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. Mm-hmm. So they're going to try to trick him. Right. They sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, mm-hmm. saying, Master, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth. You don't care for any man. You don't regard the person of any man. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is it lawful for us to give taxes to Caesar or not?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jesus? But Jesus perceived their wickedness. He knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't trick him. He got it. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
And he said, why do you tempt me, you mm-hmm. hypocrites?
Mm-hmm.
Show me the tribute money.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought unto him a penny,
mm-hmm.
a coin.
Yeah.
And he said unto them, Whose is this image in superscription? Whose image is on the face of this coin? Right? Now, I can reach in my pocket and I can pull out a quarter or a penny or whatever, and we say, well, whose image is on this coin? We still do that today. We put images on our coins, don't we? Oh, now, we use images of presidents usually.
Yeah.
All right? But we have images. Mm-hmm. All right? And we have written on there. All right? Often who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, they had the same thing. You know, they had the image of Caesar on one side, and on the other side they would have, you know, Tiberius or whoever it was, you know. So it says here, they said it to him, they answered him, he said, well, whose image is superscription? And they said it to him, Caesar's. Obviously that's a pretty obvious and simple question, right? The only one answers, right? Then said he to them, render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Now they wanted to trick him, they wanted to get him where he would answer one way. He had a choice, but either way, he would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he turned it around on them, he asked them a question, there was only one answer. It's the Caesar's, right?
Yep.
They couldn't say anything else, it was pretty obvious. And so then he returns, he says, tell you what, you give Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
You give God what belongs to God.
Right.
And they thought about that. They thought about that. It's not working, guys. We can't trick him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got us. With that, we can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And in verse 22 it says, and when they heard these words, they heard the words, they marveled.
Yeah.
Golly, boy, he really put us in trouble. Mm-hmm. We can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they left him and went their way. Okay. Now, it's kind of interesting here. It says this man forbidding us to give tribute, but he says no. He says, render to Caesar those mm-hmm. that are his.
Mm-hmm.
What's the coin?
What's
came from Caesar, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Coin came from Caesar.
Yep.
Give to Caesar what's his.
Yep.
And then give to God what's God's.
Right.
Amen. So anyway, so we're at this point in 1 Peter, chapter 2, we're 13, and I want to talk about this a little bit, because right now, you know, our nation, at the highest levels of leadership, and even among regular people, we're so divided, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it, and people have been saying, we're as divided now as we've almost ever been, ever since, you know, maybe the Civil War or something, you know. We were mm-hmm. very divided then, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people are divided today, you know. They're in one camp or another camp. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of middle ground there. Mm-hmm. And so the deal is that we need to get a Christian view of what government is,
mm-hmm.
what government does.
Yep.
You know, now the people of Peter's time that he wrote this letter to, they lived under the Roman rule still, just like the Jews of Jesus' time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to deal with this. And often what they had to deal with was actively working against Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Government was actively working against Christians.
Yeah.
We got some of that today, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what Peter says we should be doing about this. He says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, he says, be subject for the Lord's sake
mm-hmm.
to every human institution. Okay, now the King James Version says ordinance, referring in context to the governmental offices of the emperor and the governor. Okay, whether it be to the emperor or the king as supreme, are the governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and praise those who do good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of interesting. For the Lord's sake, it says.
Mm-hmm.
The governors and the emperors sent by who? By God.
Yep.
To punish those who do evil mm-hmm. and praise those who do good. If we didn't have a government, evil would just run rampant, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it would.
It would, anarchy.
You know, it would really be terrible. Now, does government make mistakes? Everybody makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes. It's sometimes corrupt. Well, yeah, we all know about that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We're all selfish, right?
Yeah.
And that's what corruption is being selfish. So we do need to pray.
That is so true. Corruption is being selfish.
That's what it is.
That's the bottom line of it.
And we're all selfish. I mean, I'd be honest, I'm selfish too, you know.
We are working on it.
Yeah, you're right. We're working on it.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're working on it.
Children of the Most High. Amen.
We have to put the flesh under submission, right?
Amen.
The flesh wants us to be selfish, but we try to put that flesh
That's
under
true.
Submission.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, Peter is telling them, look, you know, be subject to these authorities. All right? Don't go doing evil things.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No, you are in the kingdom of God, but that doesn't mean you can go do evil things against the Roman government. Okay? They may be evil,
mm-hmm.
and they may do evil things, mm-hmm. but you don't return evil for evil.
Mm-hmm.
You return good for evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said?
Mm-hmm.
You return good for evil.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what Jesus said. He said, look, if someone comes against you and does wrong, does you wrong, you don't return evil for evil, you turn good for evil.
Mm-hmm.
Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. You don't repay.
Yeah.
I will repay, said the Lord. Trust me. Trust me. Instead, you bless those who persecute you. You pray for those who despitefully use you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So maybe even with the worst government, we're still supposed to return good to them.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, these governors praise those who do good.
Mm-hmm.
They praise those who do good. They don't speak evil against those who do good.
Mm-hmm.
Pilate couldn't say evil things about Jesus.
Yeah.
Did he?
No.
I find no what?
No
I find no fault in this man.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in him deserving death. Let me let him go. Let me let him go.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't do it. So even Pilate is, you think of him as being super evil,
mm-hmm.
but even Pilate couldn't find anything wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want to let him go. Let me let him go. And they wouldn't do it.
Jesus.
He said, well, blood be on you then.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yes, blood be on us and our children. That's what they said.
That's right.
We'll take it. We'll take the blame.
Uh-huh.
Pilate said, this yours. Said, okay. So let me go on. It says, in verse 15, in 1 Peter 2, it says, for this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people.
Yeah.
If you do good, what they accuse you of will be false.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we just saw with Jesus?
Yep.
He did good, so all of his accusations, all of his accusers, had to tell lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had to tell lies because they couldn't find anything wrong with them.
No fault.
No fault. He said.
No fault. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So he says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover up for evil, but living as servants of God.
No fault.
Mm-hmm.
Living as servants of God. And that's where we want to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we want to be. We want to live as servants of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to bring to you today is, you know, I realize our government and our political system is having problems. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are very upset with the way things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we need to do is instead of praying against our governmental leaders,
yeah,
we need to pray for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do good. Help them in any way we can. You know? I was riding down the road and I was thinking, boy, there sure are a lot of potholes around here. You know, they need to fix these potholes. Like, you know, somebody ought to tell them to fix these potholes. And I realized, maybe they don't don't know about these potholes. They don't ride over these streets every day like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody does need to tell them. Maybe I ought to tell them. Oh, no, you mean I got to get involved?
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get involved and help them out.
Mm-hmm.
They're not up there going, I got all this asphalt, but I'm hoarding it, you know. They're not doing that. I don't think anybody's, you know, I'm going to keep this asphalt in my basement so nobody get it, you know. Nobody's doing that with asphalt. You know, they're wanting to help.
Yeah.
And they just need some help.
Yeah.
So why don't we have them? They're just people. They don't know everything. They don't ride every road in Alabama looking for potholes.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have time to do that. But we do.
Yeah.
We run into them, though.
Mm-hmm.
So we ought to let somebody know about it.
Yeah.
You know, and understand, they're fixing potholes other places. You know, we've got to put ours on the list and wait our turn, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. But just, you know, pray for our president, pray for our governor, pray for our, you know, governmental leaders, and all the way down to the DMV. Come on now.
Yeah.
We got to pray for them, too.
Yeah.
And pray that the Lord will help them. Bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Things will go smoothly. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. It's just be service of God.
Yeah.
Be service of God. And do the right thing, even when it's hard.
Yeah.
And that is hard sometimes. Pray for folks who are giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
You can do it because we're children of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Father, we thank you so much
for
loving
Jesus,
us.
I praise
being
you.
Being with us in all things. Father, pray that we pray that we may be good servants. That we may help and not hinder. That we may bless and not harm. That we may be less and less selfish and more and more looking out for the interest of others.
Yes.
We thank you for this, Father. Bless the food and bless our fellowship together today. Amen.